Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area is making a final push for its annual membership drive for 2014. Holly Jernovoy is president of the board of directors for the local chapter. She recently stopped by the WUWF studios to talk with Sandra Averhart about goals for the organization and how interested women can get involved.
Holly, you are once again in the midst of your recruitment campaign for 2014, and you are already the largest organization in the country with 836 members as of last year. And you say you could possibly be the largest in the world.
I think we are, Sandra. I did a little research before our annual meeting last October, and they've developed two Impact 100 organizations in Australia. So I think I can safely say we're the largest Impact 100 in the world.
And so it would seem that where do you go from here? But you say you've already been holding some recruitment events. How have they been going so far?
They've been going well. We've gotten a lot of ladies come out and have a good time learning about Impact 100, and we do have somewhere to go. We would love to grow to 1,000 women for 2014 and give away $1 million in our nonprofit community.
Wow, that seems pretty ambitious to me, but you think that's doable?
I'm saying I think it's reachable. I hate to say it's a goal and then disappoint people when I make the membership announcement, but I'm thinking it's reachable for 2014.
As I understand it, you have a few more recruitment events. You want to tell us about some of those?
Sure. We're going to be at the Pensacola Museum of Art on Monday, February 10th from 4:30 to 6:30. And that's a great opportunity to learn about Impact 100 because they're going to have put down some of the new floors we funded last year. They had floors that were over 100 years old, have been sanded 7 times. So we're paying for new floors for them and a new boiler system and HVAC. Then we've got an event. This is something new for us. We're going to be at the Floribama Bar from 6 to 7:30. On Wednesday night, February 12th, and then on Thursday night, February 13th, we're going to be at the Imogene Theater. We funded a grant there last year to light up the Imogene and do some renovations there after some problems they had after a fire and Hurricane Ivan. The following week, on Monday night, we'll be at the Pathways for Change off Blunt Street from 4:30 to 6:30, and the following night is our signature event at Jackson Steakhouse from 4:30 to 6:30.
Okay, yes. And that's on February 18th. So, Holly, when individuals come to the recruitment events, how does that go? What do you say?
Well, I tell them about our organization, that we are a women's philanthropic organization in which each woman donates $1,000 and we annually award grants in increments of at least $100,000. As you said, we had 836 women join last year, and we awarded 8 grants of $104,500. I do want your listeners to know there is no obligation because you attend a membership event. You can come and learn more. It's also about just raising awareness of our mission so that people in the community who are curious can go back and encourage nonprofits that they support to learn more about Impact 100 and file a grant application for this year.
And while you have the floor, tell us more about the mission of Impact 100.
Our mission is to know and serve our community, to collectively fund significant grants to charitable initiatives, and to set an example of effective philanthropy.
And you're doing a great job. You say that you, since your inception in 2003, you have raised over $5 million.
Yes, gave away our first grants in 2004, and we've awarded 47 grants to 39 different nonprofit agencies and the 2-county area for a total of $5,151,000.
Now, when will your drive conclude, your recruitment drive conclude? And I guess you would have to have the money by then, too.
We need to have money in by March 1st. You can come to one of our membership recruitment events and also learn more by liking us on Facebook or going to our website at impact100pensacola.org.
Holly, as we wrap it up, give us some idea beyond March 1st what your calendar is like.
Sure. After that point, we start working with the nonprofits in the area to encourage them. We'll actually make an announcement March 1st of how many women have joined and the amount and number of grants we're going to give out for 2014. Then the nonprofits do get to work. They have to file a letter of intent by April the 30th. And they must submit their grant applications by the last Friday in June. It's June 27th this year. In July and August, members of Impact 100 can serve on one of our 5 focus areas. Those are arts and culture, education, Environment, Recreation, and Preservation, Family, and Health and Wellness to review the grant applications and go on site visits to know and serve the community, have some discussions, and they choose finalists. And then the finalists make presentations to us in October at our annual meeting, and we vote on who the grant recipients will be for 2014.
And I know we spoke last year. You are making an effort, this organization, to spread the word and bring in organizations that haven't necessarily thought about making an application. Has the number of applications increased?
We had 10 more applications last year than we did the previous year. So we were up to about 80 applications last year. My goal, as well as having 1,000 members, would be to have 100 grant applications for 2014. It's all about knowing and serving the community, and there are great things that happen for nonprofits just by filing a grant application. They come to the attention of the 30 or 40 philanthropic women who serve on that committee, and they may be inspired by their mission and go out and do good things for an organization, even if they don't win an Impact 100 grant.
And as we conclude, Holly, you say that 2014 is really going to be a big year for your organization.
We are going to celebrate our 10 years of giving by having a celebration on April the 11th. We'll have Sister Schubert Barnes, who's a known philanthropist but also a creator of some delicious frozen rolls, and Wendy Steele, who founded the Impact 100 concept, are coming to speak at the Sanger Theater. There'll be more information on our website, but we'd love to have the entire community, men included this time, to come and learn more about Impact 100, and we'll have a fun cocktail party afterwards.
All right, Holly, thank you very much, and good luck with the drive.
Thank you so much for having me, Sandra.
Holly Jernovoy is president of Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, and I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.